Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to your word, Lord, we ask you to bless everything we do tonight in your word. Now, Lord, we realize that you're the king, and Lord, this wonderful healing that you did for this girl, I'm so grateful. Lord, many men and women in history has got to pray the prayer of faith for people and seen you do great things. So, Lord, it really makes no difference which one of us get to pray the prayer of faith for these kind of people. It's you that's doing it, and we know that. It's not us, and we definitely don't look to men for nothing because we know it's you that's doing it. So it don't make it every one of us praise or all of us praise or whatever. The main thing is she got healed. And so, Lord, that's what we want. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the word, and we ask you, Lord, to bless us with everything we do tonight. And we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Now then, we see that Paul says, we always pray for you. Now, let me put you on the spot. Do you always pray for me? No. You're telling me the truth. Yeah. Sharon says I do back there. Sharon, you don't always pray for me, do you? Really? You really do? Wow. Praise the Lord. Okay, some of you do. Okay, I thank you.
I missed one day.
Okay, praise the Lord. Well, I will have to say, I don't pray for all of you every day. You know, I do miss times. You know, I do pray for the church. I call a lot of people out specific and ask the Lord to do a lot of things. But I don't pray for everybody every day. I mean, I may pray a prayer of faith for my wife, you know, or for Ty and Cheryl, or for maybe one or two of y'all, or something like that, you know. But not every day, you know. I'm just not there. I'm just not there, Rosemary. I'm sorry. We're working on it. There we go. We're working. He says, we always pray for you, and we give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we do, I mean, especially when Cheryl walks in my office like she did today, every 5 minutes I'm trying to study. And every 5 minutes, she walks in with another praise report, said, can I read another praise report? And I said, yeah. And, of course, this was one of them, you know, that she walked in and said, you got to hear this. Well, I was grateful to lay down my study for a few minutes to hear a praise report like that. You know, isn't that awesome? And then, but she read several. In fact, she read another one about, we got a letter from a little child up in Baltimore. This lady said, I didn't bring the letter, but anyway, she said this. That lady came up and asked me to pray for this little child. I said this little child had some bad teeth. And he had four teeth, well, there should have been two. And they'd been to the doctor and tried to have the two of them removed, and the doctor couldn't remove them for some reason. So they went, after prayer, they went back to another doctor, or whatever you call them, dentist or whatever. And he said the two teeth they tried to pull before was the permanent teeth, and the ones on the other side were the little ones that were children's teeth or whatever. And that's the ones they needed to...
Yeah, a second set of baby teeth
had come in. I mean, you know, that's kind of unusual. But the dentist, whatever, said, you know, they pull those two little teeth now. It won't even be minor. There won't be no surgery. They was going to pull the two major ones. They thought the other one was two more major ones coming in. And they was going to charge her $1,300 to do the surgery. And then he wouldn't have had no teeth because the others were baby teeth. And after we prayed the prayer of faith, they went and somebody found this out, and the two little teeth were removed real easy without any complications or anything. And so, but it's just one after another. She kept coming in my office, interrupting me today with these awesome praise reports, you know. What a way to be interrupted, huh, Eldon? In fact, I listened to this story that the other day on the J. Vernon McGee. Actually, the other day, it's been quite a while ago. I was listening to him. And how many of you ever heard of old J. Vernon McGee? Great old man of God, you know. I mean, he was awesome. But anyway, he said there was a couple of people that, or a man that died, and a pastor, actually it was a pastor. Said the pastor died, the preacher died, and he showed up to heaven and said St. Peter met him at the gate and was going to lead him in and said he's bringing him in. Said he's walking down Hallelujah Boulevard and he looks over and there's a mansion over here on the left. It's awesome. He said, who does that belong to? Oh, he said, that's Sister Sue. And he said, Sister Sue, wow, she must have been some kind of a saint. He said, you didn't know her? He said, what do you mean? He said, she was a member of your church. A member of my church? And I didn't even know her. She gets a mention like that? Woo! He said, drive, goes down Hallelujah Boulevard and turns right on Glory Boulevard, goes out there a little while, and he said, my lands, look at that mansion. Who's that? He said, well, that's Brother John. He said, wow, he must have been something else. You didn't know him either? No. He said he was also a member of your church. Wow. He said, if she got that and he got that, I can imagine what I'm going to get. Said he took us way down out at the end of Glory Boulevard and way back out in the back 40, and there was a little tiny shack out there. And I said, who's that? He said, this is yours. Now see, there may be some things like this happen more than we know. You know, because God knows the heart of people, doesn't he? He knows everybody's heart. And so whatever you do, do it for him with a pure heart. Now then, what happened to the screen? He's trying to fix it. Oh, okay. I look up there. Now then. Oh, he's trying to make it smaller so he can get more verses at a time. For we have heard that you trust in Christ Jesus and that you love all of God's people. You do this because you're looking forward to the joys of heaven as you have been ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. Now then, how many people do you know today that are really in church that has no knowledge of heaven? You know people like that, don't you? They've never read anything about heaven. I've even heard people that would come to me and I say, do you know if you die tonight, do you know you're going to heaven? Because nobody can know that. I've had lots of people tell me, I said, I know that. How do you know that? I said, because I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I know I'm going to heaven when I die. I know I'm going because I've met his criteria. But a lot of people say, well, I hope you're right, you know, but I don't know where I'm going. They don't know anything about the Word, do they? No. And they don't know anything about heaven. Now, why do they not know anything about heaven? They've been too much in the world and not in the Word. Because if they'd been in the Word, they would know about heaven. But it says, ever since you heard the good news, this same good news that came to you is going out all over the world, and it is changing lives everywhere, just as it changed yours that very first day you heard it and understood the truth about God's great kindness to sinners. What is the great kindness to the sinners? Huh? Forgiveness. The Word of God, this good news that's changing lives everywhere, we're realizing that the Lord sent His Son to pay the price through His blood to reconcile us to Himself, and so we can be children of God. And so once we learn that, hey, it's good news about great God kindness to sinners. Okay, let's go to the next two or three verses. Epaphras, our much-loved co-worker, was the one who brought you the good news. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us in your place. He is the one who told us about the great love for others that the Holy Spirit has given you. So we have continued praying for you ever since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you a complete understanding what He wants you to do in your lives. And we ask Him to make you wise with spiritual wisdom. Now then, where He's, this Holy Spirit that's doing what He's doing here in these people's lives is the same Holy Spirit that's doing these things in our life today. He's never changed and He never will change. But as He's doing these things, as if Paul said, and we ask Him to make you wise with spiritual wisdom. Now, every time I see something like that in the Scripture, I make a note of it, highlight it or something. I thought, if Paul, as great an apostle as he was, if he prayed the prayer of faith and he asked Jesus or the Holy Spirit to make you wise with spiritual wisdom, I need to pray that for me. I need to pray that for you. Because if Paul, I mean, these little golden nuggets that God put in His Word, I mean, they're in there for a reason, aren't they? Yes, sir. Now, what if you go through life and never ask for wisdom and knowledge and understanding? You won't have it. You can go through your whole life as a Christian and be totally defeated because you don't inquire of the Lord. And when you inquire of the Lord, you've got to really press in to God to get Him to answer. I mean, He said, you draw near to me. And I'll draw near to you. And so many Christians don't do that. You know, they just kind of flippantly pray an easy prayer, you know, from their living room. You know. Have you ever been guilty of that? Yeah, me too. I mean, for years, I don't remember even praying as a young man. I remember when they asked me to become a deacon in the Baptist church and asked me to come up and pray the first Sunday. I said, now next Sunday, you're going to be deacon of the week, and you'll have to open the session with a prayer. And I thought, what? I got to stand up in front of 200 people, you know, and pray? I knew them all by first name, almost, you know. But I remember when I got up there and I got behind that pulpit, I'm glad there was a podium in front of me. I guarantee, because both of my legs were shaking like this. I couldn't even hold them still. Boy, what a great man of faith, huh, Keith? What a great man of faith. Let me ask you this question. Be honest with me tonight. We're such a little group. How many of you feel as comfortable in front of one person that you know as you would in front of 5,000 if you were going to have to teach God's Word? Nobody. I will. He will. It don't make any difference with him. But, you know, if you had to get up and talk to me, I mean, if Eldon, you had just me and you sat down and talk about the Word, you feel perfectly comfortable with me, don't you? But if you had to get up in front of 5,000 and teach them, would you be uncomfortable?
I would.
He would. He would. I mean, would you be?
I kind of look at it from a different way. I figure they probably don't know what I'm talking about anyway.
Well, let me tell you, when I first started and I got up in front of that 200 that day, man, I wasn't just petrified. My legs were shaking. I'll tell you for sure. How did I overcome that? Keep doing it. Get in the Word. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Next time I stood before that group, which was several months later, we only had to do that about once a year. You know, it was more often than that because we had four Sundays a month. So maybe once every 4 or 5 months, the deacon of the week. You know, we had 30 deacons in the church, so however that worked out. But, you know, I didn't have to do it very often. But when it came my time, you know, I mean, finally I got to where I felt fairly comfortable. But I didn't know nothing. You know, I knew I didn't know nothing. You know, so when you don't know anything, you're very uncomfortable, you know, when you stand up in front of a lot of people. But, you know, my dad gave me some great advice as a young man.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.